got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. A feeling. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. Today's the day. Let's live it up. 24 seasons. Let's give it up. Look how she's smashing. Like, oh my God. Jump off that sofa. Keep watching. Over.
I know that we'll have a ball. Let's just get down and go. I'm just losing all.
I feel
stressed out. I wanna let go. Let the way out.
Here we are at 7, almost 8 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. It's Milestone Day. You know how we have all of us, our lives are marked by various things that happen with regularity. Our birthday, Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July. I have these things that are milestones on the farm. In the spring, early spring, cows go out to summer pasture. That's the first movement of cows. There are four days during the year that we move the cows around on the farm. Today is day number two. The cows who are going to be with the bull for the rest of the summer get put in the pasture. It's breeding time.
Boom, chicka, bow, bow.
So we have the bulls. We have four bulls that are ready for action.
They're the happiest bulls on the planet.
How many
cows do you have?
There are about 300 and, I don't know, some odd cows.
Bully, and you only have four bulls, so let's say
The bulls aren't working with all of it. The bulls will actually work with about, over the course of the next
75 women
months.
A bull.
No, that's not how it works, Jennifer. Oh. Not all of them are old enough to be in proximity to the bull.
So how many does each bull get?
How many cows?
Yeah.
Well, there's not necessarily a lot, but it's whoever does the best job, whoever's there first.
Studying around.
It's a contest.
So there is a more successful bull. It's not like it's evenly divided, where each bull gets 10 cows.
All bulls are not created equal.
So some bulls may get 20 cows, and some bulls get one.
Yeah, right, exactly. It just depends on how they work, whatever their magic
is.
You should let all the bulls go into training by watching the Maury Povich show.
Really?
Or Jerry Springer.
Who's your baby daddy?
Yeah.
I don't know that I fully believe in reincarnation, but if I did, buddy, that's what I want to come back.
Don't forget, not all cows are as pretty as each other either.
Remember what happened to the last bull I had that was named Richie?
Yeah, I know.
We've never had a bull named Louie, though. Honestly, Louie, I've never had a bull named Louie. We've got to work on that.
Louie,
okay?
pass on it. Let me tell you something.
I'm going to have the next bull be Louie.
It ain't all that. Hey, Rich, we just named a bull after you. Hey, cool.
He's going
to be castrated this week.
Right. Well.
Thanks a lot.
I don't think I had a Jennifer cow yet. Have we had a Jennifer?
I don't know that we do have a Jennifer cow.
I think that's pretty rude. I've been with you for 5 years,
yes,
Doug.
Yes, and you've been around me a lot longer than that.
I know.
So we just have
want a J-Ho.
You know what? Edgar does not believe in the internet or email or any of that. He doesn't have any. But we have to send maybe an email to Georgette, his wife, who oftentimes influences him when it comes to naming the cows. That's Edgar's job. He likes to name the cows. So, at any rate, so today is a milestone, and in September we bring back the first cows that are bred, and then at the end of the season we bring them all back to the farm. But the reason I bring that story about is because this is sort of the start of the second part of the good weather. And we are into the All-Star Game is next week, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's the halfway point, believe it or not, in the baseball season. Oy, you want to shoot your... I just got into my pool last night for the first time. First time, took a bath in the pool. It was great. Charlotte enjoyed it. Nice big bar of soap. This bar of soap usually lasts me for the whole season.
You are so weird.
Let's see if that happens. Louie, tell me you've never taken a bar of soap into your pool.
Well, I'll tell you what. 5 years ago when the hurricanes came through here, that was the only place we had to bathe.
There you go.
So, yes, we washed in our pool.
That's
for a week.
Allowed, though. That was out of necessity.
Yeah. Doug just does it because he's weird.
This is necessity. I need to be clean. Why don't you jump into the big pool? Big bathtub in the backyard. Perfect
exercise.
Stuff.
Exercise.
All right, Chef Louie DeAngelis is here, one of Florida's finest. And a welcome I did not say hello to the folks listening on WFHT.
which is actually in your neighborhood, Louie, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure is.
Right? WFHT. Harry Ressler is the manager. Thank you, Harry. I'm sure that Louie will do you proud, as will we. Louie is a very interesting character. For those of you who have been listening to this program with any regularity over the last couple of years, we've had the ability to sort of dig into what's in Louie's mind. He is a consummate chef. He saves restaurants by looking into what they're doing, menus, all that good stuff. And he always has ideas for us, including a focus on Florida tomatoes and why they are not necessarily the best. I'm a big local guy. You are, too. So if you're in Florida and you want tomatoes, get Florida tomatoes. If you're in Ohio and you want tomatoes, you get Ohio tomatoes. You don't get Florida tomatoes, unless it's the middle of winter or something like that. So what is there about the Florida tomato? This time of year, they should be normal, though, right? Although all year long, you don't have to grow hothouse tomatoes down there because you got the weather.
We are a hothouse.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, our growing season is September to June, so we actually get three seasons of the tomatoes. But what's happening? And I was
the reason that you don't do June to September is because it's too hot and nothing grows.
Yeah,
everything dies.
Summer
is just
over. But yeah. Well, it's good for greens, collards, and mustard.
Yeah.
But the problem that's going on right now, Doug, and it's funny, it's perfect what you just said. You know, if you live in Ohio, buy Ohio tomatoes. If you live in Florida, buy Florida tomatoes. But the problem is, see, Florida's never had a great soil. Our soil is, you know, it's good for blueberries, or as they call them, blueberries.
Blueberries.
Yeah.
It's a sandy soil, and there's not very much depth to it.
Right, and the coastal areas or the lake areas have a lot of muck, which is good for strawberries and blueberries and caladiums and such. But, you know, you really have to nurture a tomato to grow here.
Yeah.
The reason why they do so much, and almost 80% of the winter tomatoes in the whole United States come from Florida, is because they've hybrid these seeds out terribly. And it's just amazing. Now, when you look at a tomato, you want that to just about burst in your hands. It has to be a thin,
full, and plump and ripe.
Yes, and ready to explode with flavor.
But that happens no matter where you get your food from during the off season. The stuff most often has to be picked before it's ripe, and you have to count on it ripening by the time it gets to the store, and that doesn't always happen. And you don't get the flavor. If it isn't ripening on the vine, you don't have the same flavor and quality and nutritional value to it, do you?
Well, it's even worse than that at this point, Doug. These tomatoes have been grown specifically over the years to be all the same size, very thick-skinned, a lot of meat, no core in them, like a beefsteak.
Yeah, like Rich.
Yeah, exactly.
What happens is, and I've actually seen, you know, where the pickers are working, they'll take a couple of tomatoes and throw them to their kids to use as kickballs.
Great.
And they just kick them for hours without bursting.
You know, my friend here who has the truck farm, their family developed in 1935 what they call the Hansen tomato. And it is something they've used because they grow them on their own. Monsanto's nightmare. This family takes the tomatoes and they save a couple of bushels of them. Over the winter, they cut the seeds out, dry them out, and then they plant them, and they have hundreds, if not thousands, of tomato plants that they plant and also sell. And it came from the original seed, from the original plant that was adopted in 1935.
Wow.
And it's the same tomato now. I remember as a kid looking at these tomatoes and how big they were, and they have a certain consistency to them, and they're not certainly all the same size, but boy, do they have the same flavor. If you let it ripen, not get too ripe, has the same flavor, all of them. That's what people like.
Well, you see, then that's an heirloom tomato, and now, see, there's two kinds of farms, and you brought it up, that's a truck farm. Well, most of the farms here now are truck farms, and these tomatoes are thick-skinned, so they don't bruise, they're green as can be, and they're packed in cartons and sent all over the United States.
Yep.
Once they get to a tomato processing plant before they go to the grocery store, they shoot them with ethylene gas. And that makes them red, but it doesn't necessarily make them ripe. It also cuts the shelf life when you gas them. So, you know, the bottom line, Doug, is local, local, local.
Yep.
Because there are local farmers here, and they're just like anywhere else, that have heirloom tomatoes. We call them in Florida, they're called Florida uglies, and they have big wrinkles on them and big flaps to them. And when you put it in your hand and you just press it a little bit, the juice is coming out everywhere, and it's just delicious.
Well, let's do a sort of not a postscript to this, but let's talk for a moment or more about the National Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement. If you don't know what that's about, it comes from the Food Safety Modernization Act, and it affects exactly what you've just been talking about. So we'll get to that in a moment as part of a look at what Louis thinks you ought to be eating and how you ought to be fixing it. That's all part of our usual weekly conversation here on Good Day, 17 past the hour.
Andrew Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdrill Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdrill Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdrill Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
All right, so here's what's going on, Louis. This is something that becomes or ought to become a part of our everyday conversation for the next month or two. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, which is basically an agency that doesn't have any food safety expertise or authority, has proposed to set up food safety regulations for leafy greens, the so-called National Leafy Green Marketing Agreement that's supposed to get growers and handlers who sell this to police themselves, requires the farmers to comply with safety standards that they haven't even set up yet.
Yeah.
They're asking for comments for rules they haven't even set up yet. Another great day for the government. Thanks, Louis.
Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare, one American at
to dream the impossible dream, to fight
oh my
the
God.
Unbeatable foe.
All right, come on.
Metal of Mancha.
The impossible dream. This is my quest.
Right. His real name is Gennaro Vitaliano.
Whatever.
Known by many people who love him. Richie, you know how stupid you sound?
He doesn't remember his name anymore.
Yes, he does. You know how annoying you are? How many listeners do you think you've offended?
Whatever.
That stupid remark. Richie doesn't care about you listeners who like Jerry Vale.
I'm going to annoy them more when Depeche Mode comes on and I'm finally going, yes.
Yeah, right. Well, you see, you don't understand how it works here. I'm trying to keep it real. I can't afford to lose any listeners. Even people who like Jerry Vale.
It's a new hell for a
for this.
Right,
you're killing me.
Yeah, let's keep it up, Roberta. Now, to make it even better, in addition to Jerry Vale having his birthday today, 1932. Next up on the list is Sidney Leibowitz.
Jeez.
Also known as Steve Lawrence. He loves it, Richie.
That's long before you, Jim Jim.
Steve Lawrence. Isn't this like Edie Gourmet's husband?
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
Born this day, 1935, go away, little Gertie, Parley doll, pretty blue eyes, footsteps, portrait of my love.
Hey, listen, along with this birthday segment, you're also going to get a coupon to the afternoon buffet at the Hot Shops. Liver and onions on special.
Mostly onions for you. All right, so here we go. Next on the list of birthday celebrants.
Oh, thank God.
Here we go.
Save me, brother. Save me.
The drummer from the Allman Brothers Band is Johnny Johansson. Hiya, Johnny Johansson.
I hope you'll understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will.
I was born a rambling man.
Jeffrey Tambor, who is George in Arrested Development.
He's awesome.
He's been around a lot.
Everything.
Sure has.
Three's Company, do you remember?
Do you think
yes.
He really is a... Do you think that Jeffrey Tambor really has Ari Gold as his agent, do you think? That's really true?
Ari Gold, yeah.
Ari Gold, yeah. Right. All right, so Jeffrey Tambor, born this morning, 1944. Kevin Bacon, we got him covered and have any number of times today. He's got his own band.
This is
right?
This is him and it's the Bacon Brothers Band, and this
Bacon
is them
Brothers.
Doing Footloose.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. There you go. Kevin there singing on vocals. Is Kira Sedgwick in this group? She's his wife.
I do not believe so.
This thing didn't feel like she'd fit there. Graham Jones, guitarist for Haircuts. Not a...
Joe Graham. His happy birthday. No relation to Graham Jones. Toby Keith.
My boyfriend.
Talk about me. Want to talk
50.
About I want to talk about number one.
50. Actress Angelica Houston's birthday is today. Won an Academy Award for Fritzy's Honor in 1985. Was in The Grifters, Adam's Family, The Wishes. She's born this day 51, so it makes her 60 today, right? Wolfgang Puck's birthday is today. Started Spago's in L.A.
Yeah.
We all know how successful he's been.
Doing well.
Kim Darby, the actress from Rich Man, Poor Man, and True Grit. Her real name, Deborah Zerbe. Okay, she's getting a lot more attention lately because of the remake of True Grit. She was in the recurring role in Streets of San Francisco as well, if you didn't know that. So we've got to Andrew Fletcher up next from Depeche Mode, Richie.
Good stuff.
He's 50 today. Happy birthday to him. Then Joan Osborne, one year younger. 49.
Great song.
Actor Michael Weatherly, who has been around for a long time, playing a lot of bit roles, has, because he stuck with it, become very successful as Tony on NCIS.
Started in the soaps,
if you're a
by the
senior
way.
Who needs expensive medications,
and you fall into the donut hole, there will be some relief for you this year that will increase over the next 10 years.
I'm Aileen Ellis, and our topic today on Primetime Focus is the Affordable Care Act and the donut hole. John Koster, a senior VP at the National Community Pharmacist Association.
Starting this year, when a senior falls into the donut hole, if they're taking a brand name medication, instead of paying 100% of the cost of that drug, they'll only pay about 50% of the cost of that brand name medication. There's also good news on generics. And while generics tend to be about one-fifth of the cost of a branded drug, once a senior falls into the donut hole and if they're getting a generic drug, this year they'll get a 7% discount on that generic.
Dr. Virginia Hood, president of the American College of Physicians.
Now, this has a huge impact on older people, Medicare recipients, many of whom have very limited resources. The donut hole is going to be gradually phased out and will close completely by 2020.
For more specific information on the Affordable Care Act, check these easy-to-read, reliable websites, aarp.org/get-the-facts and healthcareandyou.org. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoes.com. www.HardShoes.com.
A gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to live my voice.
Not that thing.
It's, exactly.
Thursday.
Well, you don't want to hurt me.
Roberta, are you laughing now?
At least? Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay, that's fine. We accomplished our purpose in life, Richie. 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the wonderful and charming and beautiful Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn here. Back to Chef Louis Had a Go. He's one of the most interesting people. I'm blessed with having interesting people on this program. Not, you know, that everybody has to be famous, but Louis, in his own world, is very well known.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He's extraordinarily good at a number of things, but he found a niche. You know, like we were talking about earlier, find a niche in life, something you love to do. Louis loves to eat, obviously, by looking at him. And
no, he's lost all of his weight.
Yes, I didn't think he lost that much weight.
No.
You're terrible.
No, I'm not. He's the first one to tell you that. Come on. Anyway, so if it wasn't the fact that he was the first one to tell you, I probably wouldn't be quite, you know, as eager to or open over the fact that he's a heavy guy. Anyway,
not anymore.
He's heavier. But anyway, that's not the conversation
we're
having. Stop distracting me. He is somebody who goes around the Southeast and fixes restaurants. That's his thing. He was a very good executive chef. He gets what people want. And so he gets hired by a different restaurant practically every week to go in, observe, like a consultant, like a radio guy. Go listen to the station. What's wrong with the station?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he goes into the restaurant and makes recommendations, comes up with these great ideas for what to serve. And that's how he's become as in demand as he has been. So we talk with him each week about things going on, food trends, eating, and that sort of thing. And then as we talked this morning about the ingredients for great summer food, his focus was the tomato. Florida tomatoes are...
Tomato.
Will you stop with the...
Tomato.
What talking about.
Tomato.
Why do you feel like it's...
Tomato.
You all are compelled to make fun... of the
that's
way that I
you
speak.
Correct us all the
yeah.
time.
Don't like, you don't
because
do it to
I'm
us?
Supposed
yeah,
to. I'm the boss.
Get out the kitchen.
I'm not the boss.
I am the boss.
Have the show named after you. Other than that, it's all good. Yeah.
You were just lucky enough to find a show called Doug Steffens.
Yeah,
Good Day. Your name was Doug Steffens.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Back to the tomato.
Well, actually, to vegetables in general.
Okay.
So that people know that the government they're paying for is working against them, and another of the dozens and dozens and dozens of reasons to have some kind of a evolution, a change. Here we have, if it wasn't bad enough last year, that Food Safety Modernization Act that got passed, which thankfully isn't going to get funded, but still they'll have things to, they'll enact things that will just be a nuisance. Now, the USDA, we talked about how in one side of the aisle at the supermarket you got USDA inspecting a can of chicken broth, and beef jerky on the other side is inspected by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. So that's how much sense all this makes. And you'd think someone who's really a good administrator, you want to be a president, then you're an administrator. You'd think you see those things and you'd say, okay, we need to fix that.
We've got some duplicity here.
Yeah, nobody's smart enough to do that. They're all too busy running for re-election. So anyway, along comes the National Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement. This is NLGMA, if you want to look it up.
The National Leafy Green Marketing Agreement.
Right.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Now, once again, an attack on small to medium-sized farms.
Okay.
That's all this is. So there is, as you can imagine, a lot of action being directed toward this thing to try to keep it from becoming the mess that it will be if the regulations that are included in it become law, or they even have to make it law. See, that's the problem with the government again. They are able, these agencies are rule-making agencies. Like the FCC says, okay, from now on, here's the rule. Congress didn't vote on that. You're not my elected representatives. Take and stuff it. They'll take you to court. Oh, well, this is, and so more nonsense. So in this case, it's worse because it affects all of you. The USDA doesn't have any food safety expertise at all. It doesn't have constitutionally the authority to do this, but yet, oh, let's see if we can do it. And what will happen if, in fact, we get challenged and go to court? They'll tell us to stop, but it'll take them years to do that. Meanwhile, and by the way, wasting all kinds of your taxpayer dollars. Meanwhile, spinach lovers, lettuce lovers, cabbage lovers, anything green, broccoli, peas, you name it, all come under the National Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement, where growers and handlers who sell to the wholesale market have to sign on to this agreement. Now, the big ag players in this leafy green industry are the ones who want this right away, a red flag, or if you will, a green flag, red to stop it, so maybe green isn't appropriate here. The sellers, processors, distributors that sign on to this rulemaking will be required to go to the farmers from whom they purchase and make them comply with standards that will put them all out of business.
Oh, boy.
So that means because the National Green Marketing Agreement will disassemble the family farm that grows produce. They'll have to go offshore, which is what they want to do, because the stuff is half as much that they buy, the garbage that they get from Mexico, South America, wherever they can, costs half as much, and that's all they care about. They don't care about quality. They only care about quantity and how cheap they can get it here. That's what it is. So if you are interested in pursuing this from your own perspective, there are ways, and I believe the comment period lasts until late this month, if I'm not mistaken. You can go to any number of the small farm organizations. But more importantly, you ought to go to your congressman and senator and tell them you're sick and tired of these rulemaking things usurping their power, which is your power. Congress has no sway over this. They voted the act, and supposedly that's enough for the Food and Drug Administration to write regulations to establish food safety standards for the small processors, which will put them out of business. Now, that's not my business on the farm. My business is milk and dairy. But if the same thing happens to the small produce guys that do 500 to $1 million, $500,000, $1 million worth of business a year. And that's, by the way, most of the places. This is the time of year when you're more acutely aware of them, because this is the time of year when you drive up and down the street, you see the open farmers markets. Mm-hmm. You see, as you go into rural areas, Richie's a good example, into Maryland, you see the farmers now have their stands open. They're beginning to sell the corn because it's just coming in. They've got all these leafy vegetables. They've got all the produce that you love because it's fresh. These guys all get screwed, every one of them, under this agreement. This is how cynical and sinister these big companies are. They are, not only are they doing it and having success at the FDA, but they're trying to replicate it over at the USDA. See, what they've done, now that the regulations need to be written, their lobbyists, who are less visible when you don't have to go to Congress and pass a bill, they go over and they cuddle up. Because many of the people who are in this business have been in the bureaucracy. This is what they do. They go from private business into the bureaucracy to get the rules passed that they want, and then they leave and they go back to private business again. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Happens over, and Washington is loaded with these creeps. That's what they do. They come in, they inveigle themselves with congressional staffers. Hey, you know what? I'd actually love to work for you. Why don't I come over and work for you? So you worked before for Dow. Dole. Oh, maybe even Dow.
Either one.
Yeah, exactly.
Take your pick.
And they go in there and they get, and who knows, they get subsidized by the company. They work for, because you work in government, you get paid less. So you want to serve. Okay, so you go over and you serve. You influence these rules, and then you go, when the rules are the way you want them, you go back to the company for whom you worked before, and you've accomplished your goal. That's how government works. It isn't Congress.
So shady.
It is unbelievable creepy. Unbelievably horrible, a disaster waiting to happen for you, the person in America who buys things from the local farmer. And this movement, by the way, has gotten so much steam. There's a head of steam behind, this is why there's going to be a collision, because there's a head of steam for support of the local farmer, because the public gets it.
They by Michelle Obama.
Yep. And then there is the other side. And that's true. I mean, you got
by Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama saying one thing, Michelle Obama saying something else. Yeah. That's how sinister this is. It gets down to that sort of the nitty gritty. They don't. I mean, they can spin it any way they want.
She's got the big garden in the back of the White House,
right.
And she's trying to get people to have their own gardens.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, on the other side, to try to shut you down.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy. That's,
this is how crazy this
That's
is.
Crazy.
It is, and this is what your government is all about. All these state food safety experts. California's a place. Arizona's another place where if you've got 40 crops on 100 acres, you got to comply with 40 different food safety regulations. It is prohibitively burdensome, and you see the effect in California now because the smaller farms are going away. California's a big, big ag state. Big ag state. And the layer of all of these food safety standards and then the audits that will come with them by these goons from the FDA when they finally get funded, you won't recognize the landscape of American agriculture in 10 years or even less, 3-4 years, unless something is done to stop this sort of thing. So, I mean, people say, it can't be that bad. Trust me. Friends, if you don't think I know anything about anything, I know about agriculture, I know about farming, and I know about government and how it works. And they are not compatible. They haven't ever been. There is a rule, there is a need for us who are in any business to police ourselves rather than have the government do it. Are we smart enough to do that? You look at in broadcasting, we have this constant threat of government involvement. You can't say this, we're going to sue you. You know, and they don't have any basis for doing it because there's no basis for the standards they themselves set.
Right.
There
are
no
rules.
There's no rules, but
they enforce the
rule
book, but there is no rule book.
Follow the rule. What's the rule? We don't know what the rule is, but we know you broke it. It's kind of like, I know when I fall in love, I'm going to know what I'm falling in love with. I'll know her when I see her. You know, it's like hiring somebody. Richie says, I'll know the right person when I hear him. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway. Am I off on a toot? Yes.
Hmm.
Is it time for a break? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling good?
Wait a minute. Roberta, did you disagree with me?
I agreed with you.
About taking a break?
Is this, this alert the
That's
press?
That's all she said all hour, so it must be serious.
Yeah, really.
Take a
you
break,
got
Doug.
Her attention. And on that note.
Doug, you're on your way. Yes, please.
This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood, and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. The Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Are you okay?
No, you know what, Michael Fortier, who is sometimes you hear us talking about him all the time. He loves to get me, so he knows fully well as he's listening to us talk about this how to get me. He sends me a story about a woman who just got arrested for having a vegetable garden in her backyard. He knows we have 2 minutes left. And he sends me this. This woman. Her name is Julie Bass, decided she wanted to have a backyard garden. So she sets out plot. You know, she gets the soil and builds her little, there's four different raised platforms in her backyard. All right? She said she thought it would be really cool to do this so the neighbors could have some vegetables along with her. Children love it. It's a great thing. Her garden has gotten her in hot water with the city of Oak Park. This is a good reason not to live in Oak Park, Michigan. Yep. The city of Oak Park, it's strapped for cash.
Like they got nothing better to do in Michigan with the crime scene there.
Code enforcement officer came to give her a warning and then a ticket.
Citizens arrest.
She's been charged with a misdemeanor. It's not what we want to see in somebody's front yard, says the city planner. You stupid son of a...
We'd rather have you selling drugs like everybody else.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know how stupid this guy... I wish I could interview Kevin Rukowski. I'd love to get him on the air. We're going to find him.
Yeah, let's see if we
can put
him
on the air.
Here, hold on a minute.
We've got a few seconds left.
Yeah.
The city says that a code in force indicates that the front yard has to be suitable... Live plant material. What does that mean? She's got a garden. Isn't that live plant material? You idiot, stupid a-hole.
And how do you really feel about it?
These people are...
Yeah.
There's a guy on a local television station says this guy, why isn't it suitable? He says, if you look at the definition of what's suitable in Webster's Dictionary, it'll...
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
It took some arithmetic, addition and subtraction, after which we have a release date. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. 25-year-old Casey Anthony, acquitted earlier this week of the murder charge she faced in connection with the 2008 death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, was back in that Orlando courtroom yesterday. Anthony was found guilty on 4 counts of lying to police, the judge issuing the maximum sentence for that, 1 year for each of those counts. But Anthony was given credit for the 3 years she's already served in jail, awaiting her trial, and time off for good behavior was deducted. And that left us with a number and a date, as announced by the court spokesperson.
1,043 days, and her release date is July 13th, 2011.
But later on yesterday, the date was recalculated to July 17th, which is a week from this Sunday. But this is not quite the end of court proceedings involving Casey Anthony. A hearing will be held in a few weeks to determine if she should be billed for the costs incurred by law enforcement that spent months looking for her daughter. Judge Belvin Perry had this to say yesterday.
Law enforcement expended a great deal of time, energy, and manpower looking for young Kaylee Marie Anthony.
As for reaction outside the courthouse to the news Casey Anthony will soon be set free, well, there was plenty of reaction.
She could have walked out today, so whatever time she did is better than nothing.
Even at 1 year per count is still not enough. Good behavior, there shouldn't be such thing for her.
Anytime she comes out is too soon for me.
There are many asking if justice will ever be served. Then again, there's always a chance somebody can convince Casey Anthony that she can retrieve her stolen sports memorabilia by showing up armed to a hotel room. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Andrew Kilsands presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and fakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar
subscriber already? Press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map details and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
A positive day on Wall Street. The Dow up 93 yesterday to 12,719. NASDAQ up 39 points. S&P tacking on 14 points. President Obama says Republicans and Democrats still far apart on a range of issues as they held their talks on the national deficit and raising the debt ceiling yesterday. The president had this to say after those meetings.
We discussed the various options available to us. Everybody reconfirmed the importance of completing our work and raising the debt limit.
The president described the discussions as constructive and said work will continue right through the weekend to try to reach an agreement. NASA watching the weather as four astronauts get ready for the last launch of the space shuttle program. The Atlantis scheduled to blast off just before midday today on a 12-day mission to the International Space Station. Still just a 30% chance of acceptable weather conditions for launch time. Britain's Prince William and his new bride, Kate, to fly into L.A. today for a weekend on the West Coast. Tomorrow, William will compete in a charity polo match in Santa Barbara. And finally, it seems everyone is wild about Harry.
Harry Potter.
Could you hear that? We're talking Harry Potter, of course. Yesterday was the worldwide premiere of the final Harry Potter movie, the premiere held in London, where Harry Potter fans waited for hours, even days, at times, in the rain. Among those on hand for the big premiere, Emma Watson, who has played Harry's girlfriend in all these movies.
I've spent more than half my life playing this role and being this character, and it's so sad that it's come to an end, and I'm also aware that I will probably never see anything like this again in my lifetime.
This is the eighth and final installment of the Harry Potter franchise of films that have grossed more than $6 billion worldwide. The movie opens in the U.S. a week from today. As for the plot of this one, I'm not sure. I haven't followed these movies, but from what I hear, after all these years at Hogwarts and all these years of wizardry, Harry retires to Southern Florida and is seen living comfortably at Del Boca Vista Phase 3. At least that's what I think. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.